Hey families, welcome to this episode of Adventures of the Star Keepers, an Elevation Church Kids podcast. Make sure to check out the show notes because we've got some questions for your family to answer together related to the topic of today's episode. See you on the other side.
Colin, I would like you to meet my old friend Bob.
BK, is that
Yes, she's a behemocorn. Very rare and beautiful creatures. And smart, too.
Wow. Hi, Bob. It's nice to meet you. What did she say?
She said that she isn't sure if she likes you yet or not.
Oh. Well, that's disappointing.
Do not be discouraged. Bob will learn to like you just as I have.
Yes, just as... Wait, what?
Bob sent word to me a few days ago. Sorry, Bob, but we came as fast as we could. What's wrong? She says this town's been experiencing earthquakes.
Oh, well, that's too bad. There's nothing we can do to help with earthquakes, I'm afraid.
It would seem Bob can feel activity beneath the ground that isn't normal.
Now that is strange.
Indeed. Bob, can you take us to the town and introduce us to the people who live here? I see. It would seem that people in the town are afraid of her and have been mean to her. She isn't sure if she should go. She says she thinks she'll just make things worse.
Oh no, Bob, you mustn't let this stop you. I'll tell you what BK's been telling me. You should do everything with your whole heart. We may need your help down there.
Oh wow, so...
It's okay. We won't force you to come. Just please, think about what we said.
Would you still do us the honor of dropping us near the town? Once there, we can meet their leader and figure out just what's going on. Thank you for taking us this far, Bob. We'll come back and get you when we know more. You did great back there, Colin. You may become a knight yet.
Really? All I did was tell her what you've helped me see. Surely, if she put her whole heart into saving this town, she'd be proud, and the people would see who she really is.
Bob is one of the beings who lives in this land. That means she is under our protection. Until she is brave enough to put her whole heart into this, we shall help do it for her. Now all we need to do is try to help this town and hope that Bob's hard work pays off.
So, where do we start?
Bob said the leader of this town is Miss Hardcroft. She lives nearby. We shall head there and see what she knows.
Mrs. Hardcroft? Sounds like a rather mean name, doesn't it?
Would you nice boys like another spot of tea? Really, I must insist.
No, I'm all right, Miss Hardcroft.
I would like one.
Sir BK, I'm so grateful you came to our town during this time. We've been truly suffering from these earthquakes. At first, we thought they were the usual sort, but now our houses are being destroyed and our crops and our plants have started dying. We don't understand what's happening. Now there are so many earthquakes, we know something else must be going on.
We think the very same. Can you tell us anything specific about these quakes? Anything at all that might help us discover their source?
Oh dear, there's one now. I I don't know too much about these kinds of things, but we've certainly noticed the shaking being worse on the northern side of town. I'm afraid that's all I know.
May I ask you, ma'am, why don't you want the behemoth corn in your town?
That big, scary beast! The teeth! And that sharp horn! The behemoth corn is much too frightening. That's why we don't want it here.
But that's not fair, is it? She's trying her best and giving everything she has to make this town safe.
You see, madam, it was Bob the behemoth corn who asked us to come help you today. I know she can be scary at first, but I do hope you'll consider letting her be a part of your town.
She called you here? I suppose maybe. Maybe once this earthquake business is sorted out, we can speak about it again.
Oh, wait, that sounds lovely.
Why did you stop me back there? You know that woman is being rude to Bob. I thought it was our job as knights to fight bullies.
It is, Colin, but Miss Hardcraft is just scared. We'll just have to show her there's nothing to be afraid of. I think showing them how passionate Bob is will work better for us. Well, here we are, the north side of the village.
So, what are we looking for?
Anything at all that might point to... Aha!
An abandoned mine shaft? That doesn't look too safe, sir.
Nonsense!
But a sign on it says, Mine of Terror, all who enter shall perish. Looks dangerous. In fact, it looks rather perilous. The kind of danger only a knight would take on. As heroes, we shall enter this cave of doom and save this town.
That's the spirit, Colin. Sometimes our quest takes us to dangerous places, but we must do our duty to save the people. Now take this torch, and let's hope this mine doesn't cave in on us.
Definitely. How much longer do you think we have to walk?
I'd say we're nearly there.
They're getting more frequent.
That they are. Look over there. There's an opening.
You're right. I see some light. Let's go check it out. That sounds like...
breathing. Look, Colin. It's one of those rock giants of legend. To think he's been down here in this cavern all this time.
Don't they sleep for hundreds of years?
Yes, but they do eventually wake up to spend another 100 years on the surface before going back to sleep.
Wow. I had no idea these were still around. I heard stories as a child. But I never thought I'd vanquish one myself.
This one's about to wake up. He's tossing and turning in his sleep. That's what's going on with the town.
So? You just said it was going to wake up. We may as well wake it and slay the giant beast.
You don't understand. The town is right above us. If the rock giant wakes up, it'll break out of the mine and could accidentally destroy the town. Rock giants are peaceful, but it's been asleep for so long, it won't know that a town had been built above it. I don't speak rock giant, or maybe I could tell him what's happening. We need to get back as soon as possible. We need to evacuate the town. Everybody, get out of town! Run! Help me evacuate. We must keep the villagers safe.
Sir BK, what's going on here?
There's a rock giant beneath your village, and it's about to wake up.
Oh dear, that is not good. Everybody out! Let's move, move, move! What else can I do?
I'm not sure there's anything else to do. Bob can help.
Are you sure?
Positive.
All right then. I will do anything it takes to protect my people. including trusting the Behemocorn.
Bob! Bob, we need you!
Let me try.
Please, Bob, I know you have it in you. This town needs you. Will you please help? Please?
Oh, thank you, Bob.
There's a rock giant beneath the town, Bob. I know. I was surprised as well. But he's about to wake up. You're the only one I know who speaks rock giant. It might be a tight squeeze, but will you accompany me to the mines? You might be able to save the town. Behemocorn, help! I have no idea what they're saying, but oh heavens, I hope it's going well. So, how did it go? If it did not go well, I certainly hope Colin is getting everyone out in time. Yes! Oh, Bob, you are brilliant! Thank you so much!
So, what is a rock giant going to do now?
He's going to come out a few miles from here. Bob told him the perfect place to go, so no one will get hurt.
Oh, Bob, I knew you could do it. BK has taught me so much about what it means to be a knight. But I've realized the most important thing is to give it everything I have when I do something. Today, you really gave it everything. And I think you have the heart of a knight.
Oh, Barb, I am so sorry for misjudging you. And I'm so grateful for your help. Thank you for coming to our aid. You have a good, strong heart. As for you, Colin and Sir BK, thank you so much for everything you've done. Is there any way we can repay you?
For once, BK, I'm going to do this right.
We don't need anything. We were just doing our nightly duties. But thank you.
Well, actually, there is one thing.
What?
And then, my good people of the Flying Unicorn Inn, the majestic Sir BK rode fearlessly through the mines on his noble steed, Bob, the Behemocorn, to converse with the rock giant.
Sir BK, it seems you've made a lot of interesting friends while you were out on the road. I'm just glad you returned to the Flying Unicorn for a visit, and that you brought me plenty of mouths to feed.
Did I see that you hired the man we saved from the trolls?
Yes, he actually turned out to be a great chef. Oh, and thank you for sending knights to move the trolls to a safer area. Now we can be as loud as we want. Oh, Bob, please tell that story again. That is truly funny.
I'm just glad to have met such lovely people.
Sir BK went on an adventure. It was wild, beautiful, and true. He and Colin, on this joint venture, made friends out of me and you. So when you leave for your own journey, and if you really want a good start, all you need to have is friendship and passion and heart.
Listening to this episode of Adventures of the Starkeepers. Don't forget to take a look at the show notes for questions for your family to answer together. Also, you can check us out at elevationchurch.org for even more fun content for your kids and resources and sermons for you. See you on the next episode of Adventures of the Starkeepers.